All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, very excited to be talking to an individual who's vying for the UAE Warriors featherweight title, and that transpires the day after, you know, Canada Day there and everything. That's cool. We got July 2nd on the go for that, UAE Warriors 30, and we have Ali Al-Kaisi and Jesse Arnett testing skills, and always a pleasure getting to have Big Cat on the show. How's the day going so far, man?
Yeah, training camp's been great. I tightened some things up. I've been working with Steve Claggett and Olympus Boxing, and I already know how to scrap. We just need to change the oil in the Ferrari once in a while, and we're looking good, man. I know I say this every time, but I have no doubt that this will be my career performance. I'm looking to get in there. He's tough, he's durable, but I'm looking to finish him inside 15 minutes. He's only been finished once in his career, so that will be a feather in my cap.
Yeah, and when you talk about kind of like changing the oil in the vehicle, as it were, like what are you doing in that regard? Like, what, you know, specifically do you think is, like, you know, being applied to, you know, what you're doing that's like really shifting things in that regard? Like, are there certain techniques or is there a methodology for that?
Well, I know how to scrap. Can you hear me fine? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me fine, or?
Yeah, you're cutting out, but as long as you can hear me. I know how to scrap, ultimately, but sometimes I get into these firefights when I don't need to. Like, I got big power. I just need to touch them. I'm capable of knocking guys down, knocking guys out. I just got to touch, man. So I'm just focusing more on speed, less than power. And also, now that I'm fighting up to 145 pounds, I put on some muscle, and I wasn't dieting all camp. You know, I'm still going to make a damn weight cut out of this. Crazy, all of a sudden I'm 165 pounds, so I still got to drop 20 pounds here. But I definitely tightened things up, and again, like you mentioned, working with Steve Claggett, he's the best boxer I've ever been in there with. He's legit. I know how to wrestle. I know how to grapple. It was just tightening the hands up, not swinging. When I'm coming in and out of the pocket, keeping my chin tucked a little more. I know Ali's got a good coach, John McCarthy. They know they can't beat me on points. They know he can't finish me. He's going to try a Hail Mary, a spinning back fist, spinning back elbow. They've seen where I've been hit maybe before, and they're going to look to come out of the exchanges and look for a big bomb. I know that they can't expect to beat me in a 5-round fight on the points cards.
Yeah, and that's interesting. You pointed out the, you know, featherweight transition and stuff like that. Like, I imagine you'd be feeling very rejuvenated from that and everything. And it's been, you know, a number of years since you competed in that weight category. I think the last was when you fought, you know, Majed Hamo there in Hard Knocks, I believe it was, for the title. So, you know, how are you feeling overall leading into this? Does featherweight look like it could be like the, you know, division going forward that you ply your trade in solely?
100%. This is my division now, 145 pounds. It'll take a lot of money to get me. It's not worth it for me anymore. I won't go 135 pounds. I had a good run, but I got a lot of experience now. I'm not weak in this division by any means. Like, maybe in the top 10 at the highest level, I'd be a little bit undersized, but where I'm fighting right now, I am still the bigger man than Ali. I'm still going to be more powerful than him. I like this weight class, and moving forward, this is my weight class for sure now.
Yeah, and I mean, you were never, like, lacking in, like, you know, the cardio or any of those facets at 135, obviously, but I imagine your gas tank will be that much, you know, deeper at featherweight because you're not, like, depleting yourself with all of that. Like you said, I mean, a lot of the camp isn't dedicated to just dieting and cutting weight in a certain way, right?
Yeah, and like I said, I'm not, I would be calorie restricted for 30, 40 days to make bantamweight. Like, I'm really disciplined. So at the beginning of this camp, I was eating before practice a lot more than I would, and my body wasn't used to it. I wasn't performing as good. It turns out I was performing better when I was hungry, but then I got used to it, and yeah, I'm doing well. I got big power for the division. If anything, I'm better right now. I improved more in these last 3 months. I'd say I'd improved more in these last 45 days than I have in a long time. Even against the Russian, the last one was a big win on paper, but I still was a little reckless. I tightened things up, and mark my words, July 2nd, next Saturday night, from the Middle East, I'm going to have my career performance, and it's going to be clean. And I'm going to look good doing it, and we're going to win that title with style points.
Yeah, and I would think there'd be a certain level of compounded confidence just from the familiarity of being in that area, just being in the UAE for your last, like, four kind of bouts. Is there that compounded confidence just in the sense of the surrounding familiarity and all that?
That's my home, baby. That's home sweet home. Those guys take care of me, man. I'm taken care of. That makes up for not being in the UFC. We're at Fight Island. I'm the main event. It's the headliner. I am loved over there. I'm fighting maybe one of the most popular fighters over there. However, other than the Jordanians in the building, I might be the fan favorite. I have a lot of respect over there. I'm doing really good with sponsors right now. I'm making some good money over there. And I win that belt, I'm going to have more negotiations, more leverage.
Yeah, and it seems like you have a level of respect for your opponent, as you've kind of alluded to. Like, obviously confident in how comprehensive your performance is going to be, but it seems like you respect what he brings to the table there. Like, in terms of, like, his, I guess, stylistic proclivities, like, what do you think he really does well as a fighter, just on a skill set level?
His best quality is he's durable, and he gets better as the fight goes on. I'm faster, I'm stronger, I'm better than him everywhere, but that doesn't necessarily always get you the win in mixed martial arts. This is a game of millimeters and an opportunity of seconds. Like, anything can happen in there. But he didn't want this fight. His coach didn't want the fight. Took them probably a month to sign the contract. He knows what's up. I'm not Tony Kelly, and Tony Kelly's the hardest fight he ever had. I'm the first legit guy inside the top 30. And I'm the first guy who's, I'm the biggest puncher he's been in there with. This is a hard fight for him. This is my fight to win. He's good. He's durable. I respect him. I like him a lot. He's a really nice guy. However, this is mine to win. And he's only been finished once by submission. I want to knock him out. I want to TKO him. And I want to do it I'm going to do it inside 15 minutes.
Yeah, and that desired outcome, like, man, if...
He gets dropped with left hands easy, and I'm not that last guy he fought by a long shot.
Yeah, and, you know, with that outcome, like, manifesting for you there, like, what would the, I guess, ideal, you know, not overlooking your opponent, obviously, but, like, would there be a broader idea for the calendar year? Like, oh, hey, I'd like to get in at least, like, one or two more title defenses before the year is out. Do you have...
I already got everything all planned out because I jumped a couple people in line for that title, and they're not happy about it. I want to fight Austin. I'm going to win the belt, and then I'm going to tell Austin Arnett, you're next. You deserve it because he's got two or three knockouts since he lost to Elias. I beat Elias. And Austin Arnett, that's a big one. We can take that viral. Arnett versus Arnett for the gold in September, my first title defense, September 28th in the Middle East. That's the plan.
Yeah, that would be a great fight for sure. And you kind of touched on something interesting there. Like, you were saying that you got the title shot over a couple other guys, and maybe there's some discontentment there. Like, why do you think that was? Why do you think you ultimately, I mean, obviously you're a very skilled fighter, but why do you think you ultimately got the title shot over them?
Because of my social media, because of my character, because of how I fight in the ring, and because of how I handle my business after the matchup. That was easy work, man. All I had to do was beat that undefeated prospect and call for the belt, and I got it. Up the weight class. I could have called for the 35, 45, or the 55-pound belt, and I would have got it that night.
Yeah, it's really cool to see, man. You've definitely made waves over there, and like you said, the respect clearly radiates from the fans over there and everything like that. I imagine that, you know, galvanizes what you're doing and stuff like that, just like the people being like so supportive.
They're way more educated fan base. You pass guard and everyone starts clapping. Here you pass guard on the ground and everyone's yelling, everyone's booing and all drunk. The North American fans should be embarrassed. never mind the North American news. You go over there and they laugh. They laugh at the North Americans, how they treat themselves in the arena. They laugh at our news, our politics, everything. Like, they're miles ahead of us over there, and I'm happy and honored to finish my career over there. And I'm filming a freaking feature film movie on my life right now, and we're gonna finish it next Saturday with me winning a world title. And this is a respected world championship too. This is, I think, their top five promotion in the world.
Oh, I mean, UAE Warriors is very much up there for sure, and that would be a great, you know, capstone in a lot of regards there for sure, man. But you talked about the film, and I wanted to touch on that there. I mean, just, you know, modern day warrior and stuff like that. Like, just in a succinct enough kind of way, like, how did the timeline kind of go along? Like, when did it get presented to you? Like, when did things kind of get moving? Because, you know, that looks very cool.
Say that again, you're cutting out.
Oh, just like the backstory on Modern Day Warrior. Like, what was the timeline for this, you know, documentary? Like, the seeds being planted and all that. Like, how's that been going?
Okay, well, my friends that live in Hollywood, and they followed my life since the beginning. And, man, Mark Wahlberg seen that trailer. Sylvester Stallone's people seen that trailer. We got major groundwork on this right now. And, we're just, man, it's a story about my life. It's a story about rising from the ashes, proving anything's possible.
That's awesome, man. I feel like you're a great subject for something like that. So, yeah, I imagine there was a lot of elation when that popped up there. And it's cool that you're doing it with people that really, you know, can articulate the story properly and, you know, really know, like, where you came from and everything like that. I think that's ultimately the dream, right? Like, doing good business with good people.
100%. Are you going to be watching, obviously, July 2nd?
Oh, hell yeah, man. I'm going to be peeping that for sure.
Awesome. Okay, I got to get going to this needling thing right now. You know what's crazy? Don't say anything, eh? I'll give you a little insider. You can't say nothing, okay?
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe we can wrap up the interview and then get into that there. And
you're still live, eh?
We got Ali Al-Kaisi defending that featherweight title against Jesse Arnett. It goes on July the 2nd, UAE Warriors 30, and very excited for it. This is Bouts talking Bouts.